今天起应经文的章节是《生命记》第十一章一到十七节，《生命记》第十一章第一到第十七节。我要念单数节，兄弟姐妹们请念双数节。最后一节我们一起念。你要爱耶和华你的神，常守他的吩咐、律例、典章、诫命。并他在埃及中向埃及王法老和其全地所行的神迹奇事，并他在旷野怎样带你们，以致你们来到这地方。唯有你们亲眼看见耶和华所做的一切大事。并使你们的日子在耶和华向你们列祖起誓应许给他们和他们后裔的地上得以长久，那是牛奶与蜜之地。你们要过去得为业的那地，为业的那地乃是有山有谷、雨水滋润之地。你们若留意听从我今日所吩咐的诫命，爱耶和华你们的神，尽心尽性侍奉他。 也必使你们吃得饱足，并使田野为你的牲畜长草。我们念一起念最后一节。耶和华的怒气向你们发作，就使天闭塞不下雨，地也不出产，使你们在耶和华所赐给你们的美地上速速灭亡。愿神赐福给读他话语并遵循他话语的人。下面我们请卢牧师Pastor Chuck 来传讲神的信息。
So our brother Thomas has a very active sense of humor.
我们的王子中弟兄有很大的幽默感。
Now as it happens, I don't own any imperial robes.
为了说明我没有黄袍。
But I was going to wear my academic gown.
我也考虑过今天穿我的博士袍。
It's bright orangey red with a floppy black hat.
那个是很鲜艳是红色的，还有一个很有趣的帽子。
But I was a little concerned that my wife might disapprove of me being frivolous in worship.
不，我猜如果我说我要这样穿的话，我的妻子一定反对。
You know, some churches, some people think that you need elders to keep the pastors in check.
你知道，在有些教会里面，他们觉得需要有长老可以控制，只是牧师。
You don't really need elders to do that. You just make sure your pastors have a wife.
你其实不需要有长老，只有牧师有妻子就可以了。
You only laugh because you know it's as true in your home as it is in mine.
看见你们笑就知道在你们的家跟我一样是妻子做主。
And you know that I can talk this way only because my wife is in Chicago this morning.
当然我可以这样讲，因为妻子今天是在芝加哥。
Well, there's a second reason I didn't wear my academic robe.
另外一个原因为什么今天没有穿袍。
It kind of looks like the fellow on the front of the bottle of Beef Eater's Gin.
因为有一点像这个 gin, 这个酒瓶子上面这个人的穿的衣服。
So you may wonder why I know what the guy looks like on the front of a bottle of Beef Eater's Gin if I'm a pastor.
你们可能马上就想为什么牧师会知道煎酒的招牌是怎么样的。
Well, before my parents became Christians, they kept alcohol in the house.
我的父母没有成为基督徒之前，在家里面有很多酒。
So what I really want to know is how many of you know what the guy looks like on the front of the bottle of Beef Eater's Gin?
所以我想知道是你们中间有多少人也知道这个煎酒的招牌是怎么样的。
The cartoon really explains why I'm preaching here this morning.
我喜欢用这个卡通为什么解释我今天在你们中间讲道。
The elders decided that with Pastor King Fai going on sabbatical and me taking up some of his duties, that I should preach twice.
因为长老团觉得既然景辉牧师开始他的安息年他们觉得我应该多讲道。
I preach once just after he's left to remind you of what you're missing.
他刚刚开始他的安息年我开始讲道让你们可以纪念想念他。
And I preach once more when he comes back, just before he comes back, so that you'll be especially happy to see him.
然后他回来之前我也被安排 在你们中间讲一次道让你们很高兴的欢迎蔡牧师回来。
So today's passage is Deuteronomy chapter 11.
今天我们的经文是申命记第十一章。
It's a very important passage for understanding salvation.
这段经文给我们认识救恩。
Many people think that salvation in the Old Testament was by works.
很多人认为在前约旧约里面救恩是靠着工作。
It wasn't, many people think that in the Old Testament salvation was not by God's grace, but was driven by human works.
很多人以为在旧约里面救恩不是凭恩典，而是凭工作。
And then it's widely thought that salvation in the New Testament is by grace without works.
然后很多人觉得在新约救恩是凭着恩典，不需要工作。
Now, Deuteronomy 11 shows us that the first idea is fundamentally wrong.
在《生命记》第十一章给我们看见这个想法是错的。
Salvation in the Old Testament is by grace.
救恩在旧约也是凭恩典。
And before we finish, we'll look at John 14 because it shows us that the second idea is wrong.
然后我们看《约翰福音》的时候，我们就发现第二个想法也是错的。在新约的时候，也不是单单是恩典。
In the New Testament, salvation does not occur without works.
因为在新约里面也给我们看见，救恩也是跟行为有关系的。
So as we look at Deuteronomy chapter 11 and John 14, we're going to be looking at these two questions.
所以当我们今天看《生命记》第十一章跟《约翰福音》第十四章的时候，我们要思考这个问题。
First, how are we saved?
我们是怎么样得救的？
And secondly, how will we live if we are saved?
第二个问题是，当我们得救之后，我们应该怎么样生活？
And so we turn to Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 1.
所以现在请我们再回到《生命记》第十一章第一节。
Verse 1 reads, Love the Lord your God and keep his requirements, his decrees, his laws, and his commands always.
你要爱耶和华你的神，常守他的吩咐、律例、典章、诫命。
This is the thesis for the whole passage.
这个是整段经文最 主要的一段。
Israel should do two things.
以色列要做两件事情。
They should love God.
要爱神。
They should obey God.
要顺服他。
And all the rest of the passage explains why they should love God and why they should obey God.
其他的章节不过是解释他们应该怎么样爱神，为什么他们要爱神。
All of it assumes if you love God, you'll obey him.
所有的假设是如果你爱神的话，你就会顺服他。
And if you don't obey him, you can't claim to love him.
如果你不顺服他，你不可以说你爱他。
Obedience is not a way to earn God's approval.
我们顺服神不是说要赚得他的赞许。
It's not a way to earn salvation.
不是因为我们顺服我们可以得救。
Obedience is evidence that we love God.
但是顺服表明我们爱神。
First love.
第一是爱。
And then obey.
然后顺服。
Now Deuteronomy chapter 11 gives two reasons why they should love and obey God.
在生命记十一章里面给我们两个原因，为什么以色列人应该爱神，要顺服他。
First, Israel should love and obey God because he did great things for them and he did great things to them.
第一个原因是因为神为他们做了大事，神在他们的身上、生命中做了奇妙的事情。
God did great things for Israel.
神为以色列做了奇妙的事情。
Notice in chapter 11, verses 2 to 4, God rescued them from Egypt.
你看第二节到第四节，就看到神如何拯救他们离开埃及。
You can go read that.
你们今日当知道，我本不是和你们的儿女说话，因为他们不知道，也没有看见耶和华你们神的管教、威严、大能的手和伸出来的膀臂，并他在埃及中向埃及皇法老和其传弟所行的神迹启示，也没有看见他怎么样带埃及的军兵、车马。他们追赶你们的时候，耶和华怎么样使红海的水淹没他们，将他们灭绝，直到今日。
So they should love God because he rescued them from Egypt.
所以以色列民应该爱神，因为神把他们从埃及人的手中拯救出来。
They should love and obey God because also he kept them alive in the wilderness. He provided for them.
然后我们看见第五节说，他们应该爱神，因为神在旷野里面供应他们的需要。
And so verse 5 elaborates, it stresses how much God had provided for Israel in the wilderness.
所以在第五节说，并他在旷野怎么样带你们，医治你们来到这个地方。
Okay. So God has done great things for them.
神为他们做了奇妙的事情。
He rescued them from Egypt.
拯救他们离开埃及。
He kept them alive in the wilderness.
在旷野供应他们的需要。
And so they should love and obey God.
所以他们应该爱神，应该顺服神。
You see, this is salvation by grace.
你知道吗？这个就是凭恩典的救恩。
God rescued them from Egypt, not because of anything they had done.
神拯救他们离开埃及，不是因为他们做了什么事情。
Not because they deserved it.
不是因为他们该得的。
Not because they were righteous or special in any way.
不是他们公义。
God saved them by grace.
神凭了恩典拯救了他们。
And God cared for them in the wilderness.
神在旷野里面照顾他们。
He looked after them day by day.
每一天照顾他们。
He guided them.
带领他们。
He gave them all the food and the water they needed.
给他们吃的，给他们水喝。
Not because they were special.
不是说他们是什么特别的人。
Not because they were obedient, they were rebellious.
不是因为他们很听神的话，其实他们是很叛逆的。
But because God is gracious.
但是神是有恩典的神。
How were they saved?
所以他们是怎么样得救的呢？
They were saved by grace.
是凭恩典。
But then God not only did great things for them,
但是神不单只为他们做了奇妙的事，
He did great things to them.
神在他们中间也行了奇事。
And so Moses reminds them of a time when he punished, when God punished the people who rebelled in chapter 11, verse 6.
然后在第六节的时候，摩西也提醒他们，神在他们的中间惩罚不听话的人。
So how are they saved?
所以在他们是怎么样得救的呢？
By grace.
凭恩典。
How will they live if they are saved?
那如果他们得救了，他们应该怎么样生活呢？
They will respond to God's grace by loving and obeying him.
他们就会因为神爱他们，他们爱神就听神的话。
And if they don't love and don't obey him, then he judges them.
如果他们不听神的话，神会惩罚他们。
Now, what does this have to say to us?
那你可能在问，这段经文跟我有什么关系？
This is something that this congregation should understand much more deeply than likely the English congregation will.
我想这段经文其实对我们中文堂来讲是更是有深刻的领受，比英语堂应该是这样子。
President Obama gave a speech on immigration this week.
我们的总统在星期四讲了这些移民的政策。
On the need for immigration reform to address the struggles of so many undocumented workers in this country.
他特别讲到我们需要要改革来怎么去应付这些非法的移民。
How can we treat people rightly in this country so that the illegal immigrants don't suffer exploitation and hardship?
我们这个国家应该怎么样对待这些人，使他们不会得到不平等的遭遇？
And today, of course, is 4th of July.
今天也是七月四号。
As we celebrate America's independence, we remember that we're all immigrants.
我们庆祝美国的独立日的时候，我们都被提醒，我们每一个人都是移民。
I recently found out that I had an ancestor in this country in the 1690s.
我最近才发现，我的祖先里面曾经有一个在1690年就已经在美国。
Now my wife was not impressed.
我的妻子一点都不觉得奇怪。
She says, "So what? Everybody comes from somewhere."
所以每一个人都要从某一个地方来的。
But the point is, we were all immigrants in this country, except for Amerindians.
So, and
even they were immigrants, although 1,000 years ago.
所有在美国的人以前都是其他国家的人。
But think of it. God said to Israel, "Love and obey me because I've been gracious to you."
我们再思考一下，神说你们要爱我，因为我对你们有恩典。
I took you out of a country where times were tough and the circumstances were uncertain.
我把你从一个不稳定的国家、受苦的国家救出来。
I brought you through the wilderness and I looked after you as you settled in.
我带你经过旷野的时候，我照顾你。
So love and obey me.
所以你要爱我，你要顺服我。
And it's God's word to us this morning.
神的话同样的临到我们。
As some of you had family who survived the Japanese occupation of China.
可能在我们中间有些人还经历过中国跟日本战争的时候。
Some of you have family members who fled the communist revolution.
可能中间有些人的家人是1949年的时候离开中国的。
Some of you endured the cultural revolution.
可能中间有些人经历过文化大革命的时代。
Some of you endured the Tiananmen incident.
也可能我们中间有些人是因为天安门的事件离开中国的。
And that's only from one nation.
这个只是关于中国。
Some of you may have fled the oppression in Myanmar.
有些人可能是从缅甸的压迫之下离开的。
Or the racial tension and instability in the Philippines or in Indonesia.
也可能有些人是从印尼还是菲律宾种族的问题的时候离开的。
God's word to them was, I delivered you out of difficult circumstances by my grace.
神的话对你今天说，是因为我的恩典把你拯救出来。
Love and obey me.
所以你要爱我，你要顺服我。
God's word to us today is the same.
神怎么样对以色列民说这话，也今天对我们说同样的话。
God said to them, I provided for you in the wilderness.
神对以色列人说，我在旷野里面照顾你们的需要。
Love and obey.
所以你们要爱我，要顺服我。
Most of you would have come here as grad students or professionals.
我们中间很多人来到美国的时候是读研究院，也可能是做专业的。
On my mother's side, my family first came down as farmhands a century ago.
在我母亲的家谱里面，很多人刚来美国的时候是在农场上做事的。
Many of you escaped the difficulty of that kind of circumstance.
你们很多是从那些受苦的地方过来的。
You didn't come as laborers, you came as educated.
你没有在这边做苦工，但是你在这边受到教育。
Many of you didn't come as restaurant workers, you came as professionals.
你不是来这边做餐馆的，你在这边做专业的人员。
And yet if you think back, you can probably remember how insecure a time it was.
但是当你想到你刚到美国的时候，你可能也想到你是多么的不稳定。
Far from home and family.
远离家人跟家乡。
Learning a new language and a new culture.
要学习一个新的言语。一个新的文化。
Those of you who came in the 60s will remember how much more racist America used to be than it is now.
如果你是在60年代来到美国的时候，你可能记忆里面当时美国的种族歧视比现在厉害多了。
And sure, our families and we ourselves succeeded because of hard work, because of our intelligence, because of our skills and abilities.
是我们现在好像有点成功了，是因为我们努力，因为我们的天分，因为我们愿意吃苦。
But God says we succeeded also because He looked after us.
但是神在这里提醒我们，我们成功是因为神照顾我们。
He brought them out of Egypt.
神怎么样带以色列人离开埃及
？And He looked after us as we left our home countries.
神也怎么样照顾我们？当我们离开我们的家
，He cared for them in the wilderness.
神怎么样照顾以色列人在旷野
？He cared for us as we settled into a new land.
神也怎么样照顾我们在美国
？And so God says, because of my grace, respond to me with love and obedience.
所以神对我们说，既然我对你们有这么大的恩典，你们应该是爱我，应该听我的命令。
And this is a message especially for first-generation immigrants.
这个信息对第一代在美国的是特别有效的。
Something that the second gen quickly forgets.
有些时候到了第二代，他们就马上都把这事忘记了。
You see verse 2.
在第二节说
Remember today that your children were not the ones who saw and experienced.
你们今日当知道我本不是和你们的儿女说话。
Verse 5. It was not your children who saw.
第五节也再一次的提醒我们，不是你们的儿女看见。
It was your own eyes that saw.
是你们的眼睛所看的。
And so this is the first reason why God calls them and God calls us to love and obey.
所以这个是第一个原因，为什么我们应该爱神。
Not to earn salvation.
不是因为我们爱他要赚得救恩。
But in gratitude for salvation received by grace.
我们是因为他给我们的恩典，我们爱他。
And then Moses goes on to a second reason why Israel should love and obey God.
然后摩西说第二个原因，为什么以色列人应该要爱神，要顺服他。
And in verses 8 to 17, he explains this.
从第八节到第十七节。
If they don't love and obey God, they stand to lose all his blessings.
摩西在第八节到十七节说，如果他们不爱神，不顺服他的话，那可能他们就会放弃神所给他们所有的恩典。
In verses 8 and 9, God says, I gave you a new land.
第八、第九节，神说，我给你一个新的地。
In verses 10 to 12, he underscores, it's a spectacular land.
在第十节到十二节，神告诉他们，这块是流奶与蜜的地。
And then in 13 to 17, he says, And now I set before you a blessing or a curse.
然后在十三节到十七节，神说，在你的面前有祝福还是咒诅。
You obey and you stay in my blessing and you keep this land.
如果你听我的命令，你爱我，那你再可以在这个地里面存活。
If you don't love me and don't obey me, then you come under curse and you'll lose the land.
如果你不爱我，你不顺服我，那你就会被咒诅，不能在这个地上再居住。
Again, how are they saved?
再一次提醒你们，他们是怎么样得救的？
By grace, God gave them the land.
神给他们这块地是凭恩典。
How will they live if they are saved?
既然他们被救了，他们应该怎么样生活？
They'll love and obey God, or they'll come under His judgment.
他们应该爱神，听他的话，不然的话，他们就会被咒诅。
Now, what does this say to us?
那这一段经文对我们又有什么应用呢？
God is, of course, not threatening us with deportation if we don't obey Him.
神不是在这里威胁我们说，我们现在不爱他，不听他的话，我们就被地解出境。
Israel's enjoyment of the blessing of God in the land.
以色列民可以享受神在这个地所供应给他们的。
The threat of curse of deportation for Israel from the land.
在以色列民的咒诅是，如果他们不听神的话，他们就被赶离开这块地。
These are all manifestations and illustrations, analogies for being in relationship with God.
只是不过是一些譬喻，是一些比喻，给我们知道我们跟神的关系。
They have that relationship with God by grace.
我们可以跟神有怎样的关系，是因为神的恩典。
They maintain that relationship with God by responding in love and obedience to Him.
我们维持跟神这样的关系是要爱他跟顺服他。
So their relationship with God comes by grace.
所以他们跟神的关系也是从恩典而出发。
They don't earn it.
不是他们可以赚得的。
They don't deserve it.
不是他们应得的。
Nothing they do, even loving and obeying God, doesn't merit their salvation.
不是说因为我们爱神，我们顺服他，我们就可以得救。
But without obedience, they will come under judgment.
但是这里说，如果没有顺命，他们就会被审判。
Their love and obedience don't earn them this relationship.
他们爱神，顺服神，并不能赚得救恩。
But it's necessary if the relationship is going to persist.
但是他们一定要爱神。顺服他才可以保持他们跟神的关系。
They are not saved by their love or by their works.
他们得救不是因为他们爱神，不是因为他们顺服神。
But being saved requires that they love and that they work.
但是他们得救的时候，他们是应该是爱神的，然后他们的反应是顺服神。
Now this is exactly parallel to our situation.
这个跟我们今天是完全是可以应用的。
Remember the words of Jesus in John chapter 14.
因为当你想到主耶稣在约翰福音第十四章的话。
In John chapter 14, verse 15, Jesus addresses his disciples.
在约翰福音第十四章第十五节，耶稣对他的门徒说。
He did not choose them because they were spectacular.
耶稣说，我拣选你们不是因为你们有什么好处。
He didn't choose them because they were spiritually insightful.
我没有拣选你们因为你们在灵性上有特别的看见。
He didn't choose them because they were holy and obedient.
我没有拣选你们，因为你们是比较圣洁的。
Many times they fail.
如果我们看经文的话，知道他的门徒常常失败。
He chose them by grace.
他是用恩典拣选他们。
Yet notice what he says, what Jesus' thesis is in John 14:15.
但是你看耶稣在第十四章第十五节说什么？
It's the same thesis that we saw in Deuteronomy 11.
这里是跟《申命记》第十一章第一节同样的。
Jesus says to his disciples,
耶稣对他的门徒说，
If you love me, you will obey what I command.
你们若爱我，就必遵守我的命令。
It's not, if you love and obey what I command, then you can be my disciples.
耶稣这里不是说你要爱我，遵守我的命令才可以成为我的门徒。
It's not if you love and obey, then you can earn salvation.
他不是说如果你爱我，你做我的门徒，你就可以赚得救恩。
God chose them by grace.
我们被拣选是因为神的恩典。
And he required that they respond with love and obedience.
但是他要求我们对神的反应是对他有爱跟遵守他的命令。
And Jesus offers two reasons, the same two reasons, why they should love and obey.
然后耶稣也同样的给他们两个原因，为什么他们应该这样反应。
And notice chapter 14, verse 21.
请我们看这个二十一节。
Whoever has my commands and obeys them, he is the one who loves me. He who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love him and show myself to him.
有了我的命令，有遵守的，这个人就是爱我的。爱我的必蒙我父爱他，我也要爱他，并且要向他显现。
He who has my commands and obeys them, he's the one who loves me.
有了我的命令又遵守的，这个就是爱我的。
Love is not just a feeling we have toward God.
爱不是说我们对神有什么感觉。
A love expresses itself in obedience.
我们对神的爱是从我们对他的顺服。
So if we love God, we'll obey him.
如果我们真的是爱神，我们就会听他的话。
And if we don't obey him, then we don't love him.
如果我们不听他的命令，就是表示我们不爱他。
And Jesus offers this as the first reason why we should love and obey God. It's because if, as we love and obey him, he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love him and will show myself to him.
所以耶稣第一个原因为什么我们要爱他，是因为当我们爱他，遵守他的命令的时候，天父就会爱他，他也会爱我们。
Love and obedience don't earn us this relationship.
我们不是因为爱他、顺服他可以赚的这样的关系。
How are we saved?
我们是怎么样得救的呢？
Not by love and obedience, but by grace.
不是凭我们爱神，不是因为我们顺服他，乃是因为恩典。
But how will we live if we are saved?
但是既然我们得救了，我们应该怎么样活？
By love and obedience.
这是要爱而顺服。
And so Jesus segues into the second reason why they should love and obey God.
然后耶稣讲了第二个原因，为什么我们要爱他。
And again, it's the same second reason as Moses had given Israel.
这跟摩西在申命记里面的第二个原因是一样的。
Look at verses 23 to 24.
我们看第23节、24节。
If anyone loves me, he will obey my teaching. My Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. He who does not love me will not obey my teaching.
耶稣回答说，人若爱我，就必遵守我的道，我父也必爱他，并且我们要到他那里去，与他同住。不爱我的人，就不遵守我的道。
If Israel did not love and obey God, they would forfeit the land and the blessing of God.
如果以色列民不爱神，不听从他的话，他们就放弃了神给他们所有的应许。
And in verse 24, he who does not love me will not obey my teaching.
约翰福音十四章二十四节说，不爱我的人就不遵守我的道。
And Jesus implies from the parallel in verse 23, then the Father will not come to us and make his home with us.
那很明显的，从第二十三节我们能看见，如果我们不爱耶稣，不遵守他的话，那父也不爱他，也不会与他同住。
If we don't love and obey God, then we forfeit all that God offers us.
如果我们不爱神，不顺服他，那我们就放弃了他给我们的一切。
Israel forfeited land.
以色列民就放弃了以色列地。
We forfeit this promise that God will come to us and make His home with us.
我们就放弃了神这个应许，说神要与我们同住。
There's an old hymn by the name "Trust and Obey."
有一首大家很喜爱的诗歌叫《信而顺服》。
Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey.
没有其他的方法，除了信而顺服。
Basically right.
基本上这个诗歌是对的。
But one mild correction needed.
可能需要有一点点的修改。
Fundamentally, it's not about us and us being happy.
这个不是为了我们可以喜乐。
We don't love and obey God in order to be happy.
我们不是说我们爱神，我们信他，顺服他，使我们喜乐。
Sure, if we love and obey God, we should be happy. And if we don't love and obey God, we shouldn't be happy.
当然，如果我们真的爱神，我们顺服他，我们是应该是喜乐的。
But at least in this text, it's not fundamentally about us being happy.
但是从我们今天的经文，我们知道，爱神的主要原因不是说为了我们可以喜乐。
Love and obey, for there's no other way to have a relationship with Jesus but to love and obey.
爱而顺服，因为除了爱而顺服，我们不能跟主有适当的关系。
How are we saved?
我们是怎样得救的呢？
By grace, not by love and not by obedience.
是凭恩典。不是因为我们爱，不是因为我们顺服。
But how will we live if we are saved?
但是如果我们是真的是得救了，我们应该怎么样活？
With love and with obedience.
就是要爱而顺服。
Now, there's only one more point to make.
只需要再说一点。
So far we've seen a parallel between Old Testament and New.
我们看见在旧约跟新约是平衡的。
God saves by grace in the Old Testament, and God saves by grace in the New.
在旧约神用恩典拯救，同样的在新约神也是凭恩典拯救。
But salvation in the Old Testament requires that we reciprocate, we respond with love and obedience.
但是在旧约强调说，当我们受到这样的恩典，我们应该对神的恩典有反应。
And salvation in the New Testament requires that we reciprocate, we respond with love and obedience.
同样的，在新约说，当我们接受神这样的恩典的时候，我们对主应该有反应，对他有爱跟顺服。
So what's the difference between Old Testament and New?
那怎样说旧约跟新约有什么不一样？
If it's the same, why did Jesus come?
若是一样的话，为什么主耶稣要来呢？
If it's the same, why do we need a New Testament?
如果都是一样，为什么要有新约？
There's two main differences.
其实有两个很大的不同。
And we're commonly familiar with one, and we commonly overlook the other.
通常来讲，我们对其中一个原因是蛮熟的，然后第二个我们就常常忘记了。
The difference we're familiar with is that Christ came to die for our sin, so that God could forgive us for our sins.
我们很清楚，常常记得的是主耶稣基督来，是因为为我们死。给我们恩典，可以跟神和好。
John 14 doesn't talk about that, and I won't spend any time on it because we're so familiar with it.
我们对这个很熟悉，然后约翰福音第十四章也没有提这方面，所以我也不会用更多的时间去讨论。
But the other main difference is that Christ has not only come to die for us.
但是另外一点是，主耶稣基督不单只为我们死。
He's come to give us His Spirit.
他来要给我们他的灵
，to transform us，
他的圣灵会改变我们。
You see, God told Israel, "Love and obey me."
神对以色列人说，爱我，顺服我。
And the whole Old Testament, they don't love Him and they don't obey Him.
但是你看旧约的历史，以色列人的历史就是不爱神，不顺服神。
Eventually, the prophets explain why.
然后这些先知就解释。
They can't love.
他们根本就不能爱神。
They can't obey.
他们不能顺服神。
There is something genetically wrong with them.
他们的遗传的因子里面有一点东西是坏了。
There's a constitutional flaw within them.
我们的内心有一点毛病。
Their spirit, their inner spirit is twisted and corrupted.
我们的内心，我们的灵是腐败了。
They can't love.
所以不能爱。
They can't obey.
不能顺服。
And so the prophets, Ezekiel, Isaiah, Jeremiah, look forward to a new era when God will come and put his spirit within his people to transform and displace their spirit.
所以旧约的先知都看希望到将来有一天神来把他的灵放在我们的心里面让我们有一个改变。
And this is the second main difference between Old Testament and New.
所以这个是第二个最大的旧约跟新约分别的地方。
Not only that Christ died for our sin,
不单单是基督为我们的罪死了，
but that he gives us his spirit to transform us.
而是他更加的把他的圣灵给我们让我们可以有改变。
God had told them, love and obey.
神对他们说你要爱我你要顺服我。
But they couldn't because they were corrupt.
但是他们不能。
God tells us to love and obey.
神对我们说你要爱我要顺服我。
And Jesus gives us his spirit to transform us so that we can love and obey.
然后耶稣说我把我的圣灵赐给你们让我们可以爱他。
You see Jesus' promise in verse 16.
在约翰福音十四章的十六节说
John 14:16, And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another counselor to be with you forever, the Spirit of truth. The world cannot accept him because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you.
我要求父，父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师叫他永远与你们同在，就是真理的圣灵，乃世人不能接受的，因为不见他，也不认识他。你们却认识他，因他常与你们同在，也要住在你们里面。
And in chapter 14, verse 26, But the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things, and remind you of everything I have said to you.
二十六节说，保惠师就是父因我的名所要差来的圣灵。他要将一切的事指教你们，并且要叫你们想起我对你们所说的一切话。
And this is the major difference between Old Testament and New Testament.
这个是旧约跟新约最大的分别。
Not only that Christ died for us, but that he gives us his spirit, his Holy Spirit.
不单单是基督耶稣为我们的罪受死，而是他把他的灵赐给我们。
So that the corruption that is within us can be transformed.
让我们的生命可以改变
so that we can love and can obey.
让我们可以爱神，可以顺服他。
The original Protestant reformers put it like this.
当改革开始的时候，宗教改革的时候，他们怎样说？
We are not saved by our love or our obedience.
我们得救不是凭着我们的爱，不是凭着我们的行为。
We are saved.Through faith alone, by grace alone.
我们得救是凭着信心，凭着恩典。
And yet, saving faith is never alone.
但是，救恩的恩典不是单单存在的。
Those who are saved will love and will obey God.
因为真的得救的人，他就会爱神，会顺服他。
And the Holy Spirit explains how.
然后圣灵会指教我们
Because the risen Christ gives us his spirit to transform us so that now we can and do love God so that now we can and do obey God
因为复活的主把他的灵赐给我们改变了我们的生命让我们可以爱他可以顺服他
Let's pray together
我们一起祷告
Father, we praise you for your grace which saves.
父神，我们感谢你，因为你的恩典救了我们。
And we praise you for your kindness which gives us the Spirit.
我们赞美你的慈悲，把你的灵赐给我们。
We pray, Father, that the truth of your word would be the truth of our experience.
我们祈求你真实的话成为我们真实的经历。
That the Spirit would transform us.
让你的灵来改变我们
so that day by day and week by week and month by month and year by year we love you more deeply and obey you more faithfully
让我们每天 学习更深的来爱你，更多的来经历你。
We ask for your grace in Jesus' name.
我们凭主的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.